Oh, boy, watching the whole Savannah Guthrie story now for quite some time has been gut-wrenching. Imagine how tough it is for the entire family. And, in fact, she just brought this up yesterday on the Today Show, saying it has, in fact, been agonizing. The whole family's been in agony from the beginning. And she shared that after this report came out that there was indeed a second ransom note that had been sent to at least one media outlet back in February that claimed that her mother, the 84-year-old mom, Nancy Guthrie, was in fact already dead. Well, of course, that got a lot of people talking because a lot of us have assumed, we just had to assume, that she was gone. But there was proof, or at least alleged proof, that that was the case. So then you start to ask yourself, well, why in the world didn't anyone say anything? Why didn't they tell us? I could think of no one better to talk to about this and ask than our next guest, Andy Arena, the great director of the Detroit Crime Commission, former special agent in charge of the FBI Detroit office. Andy, thanks for letting us lean on you all the time.
Hi, Paul. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. As simply as you can explain it, why do you think law enforcement kept a ransom note claiming that Nancy Guthrie had died a secret for so long?
Well, this whole investigation has been really troubling, Paul. You know, obviously we're all outsiders to this. I do have some experience, but I'm kind of sitting in the bleachers with everybody else looking at this, and it just seems like there was, not at least early on, not a whole lot of cooperation between federal and local law enforcement, which usually does not lead to good things. And so if information was not being shared, if access was being denied to certain parts of the investigation or being kind of held close hold, that's not a good thing. So, it sounds like there were a number of letters that came in. Some of them were quickly dismissed as not being true. But a couple of these, they believe came from somebody who had direct knowledge. And so, that would lead me to believe there was something in those letters that only the kidnappers or somebody, intimately involved in this would know, right? So that's why law enforcement doesn't share a whole lot of information, right? They want to make sure that if something does come in, that it would be from somebody that, was directly involved would only know. So there's just been a lot of missteps. And obviously, unfortunately, this is a high-profile case. So this is when you really can't afford to have missteps like this.
You touch on this, and you've told us this before, Andy Arena, through your own experience with the FBI, the fact that the local police department, sheriff's department, whatever it was, didn't really fully cooperate with people who are in a much better position to try to solve problems like this is mind-blowing. I cannot, and I've tried, but I cannot think of any good reason that they would not have cooperated with the feds. And, once the feds got involved, all of a sudden they found video that no one thought was available from a doorbell camera. They brought all their resources to bear that you really wish they could have done that from the very beginning. What happens to these people who made such foolish mistakes, the locals, in not helping out and reaching out and working with the feds?
Well, Paul, I think in the old days, there was a knock against the FBI that they would kind of come in and take over and take credit for everything. We obviously had several high-profile kidnapping cases here during my time with the FBI, and the Vail Buchanan case down in Monroe and the Morency boys, the three brothers, yeah. Which back in the press now, right? So, the way I always approached it was, look, I have resources you don't have. I'm going to come in and we're going to work together. And I'm not coming in to take over. I'm not coming in to take credit. You could stand in front of the cameras. This is your town, right? You have to live here and you have to go home at night. So, I think a lot of it is just the approach that the FBI takes. But some of this stuff is just old historical nonsense. But it doesn't serve, in the end, Paul doesn't serve anybody any good.
No, not at all. So just as a reminder to folks, if they're not following this anymore as closely as they were, the first note that we knew about demanded a ransom of millions of dollars for her return. The second note said that her mom, that Nancy Guthrie, was dead. The culprit did not mean to kill her. Now, they did not apologize for her death. They just made it clear that she died and they did not mean to kill her. But this is now 5 months since Mrs. Guthrie was removed from her home in Arizona. And the FBI came in and found the video, the evidence at the crime scene, including her blood on the front steps, her health issues, her disappearance without her daily medications, all the things that the family needed to worry about. And Savannah Guthrie is just saying, as soon as yesterday, please, 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 somebody out there knows something. Please help us. Give us some information. They want closure. I'm sure they know. They don't want to know it, but they know that their mother is dead. And they just want to get closure. And I don't know if they're ever going to be able to get that, Andy.
Well, you know, Paul, I think you hit it on a couple times. You know, I mean, the chances that she is deceased, I mean, that's pretty high. I mean, it's probably pretty close to 100%. I mean, I think we all kind of have accepted that. So, yeah, I think there's two issues. There's closure, and from a law enforcement standpoint, you know, you want to bring these people to justice. So, you know, and as you said, that's the second letter, second note saying that, well, we didn't mean it. You know, I think it was pre-existing health issues or whatever, something that may have happened during the event. But it doesn't exonerate you. I mean, you still put that person, there's still felony homicide issues here. I mean, you put them in that position, and basically without your actions, they would still be alive. So,
which is why they aren't going to step up and help alleviate the family's pain, because anything they do to help them find the remains or anything else could lead to them being found and prosecuted.
Exactly, Paul. It's not going to be them. It's going to have to be some third party who may have some outside information. But you're exactly right. Yeah, they're not going to give themselves up, because they're still facing some pretty serious charges.
Yeah, Andy, always a pleasure. How are things going at the Detroit Crime Commission?
All good. Actually, I'm just leaving Western Golf and Country Club. We had our annual board luncheon, and all good.
Oh, good. Anytime we can help you with any of that stuff, you let us know.
I will, Paul. Thank you.
Andy Arena, director of the Detroit Crime Commission and former special agent in charge of the FBI Detroit office, and a wonderful resource to all of us here at WJR at 144.